Yes, stop recording.
There we go. We're at MLRB and we're going to. Oh, I forgot now. It's in my flight plan.
Zoom meeting ID. Zoom report. Three
It's in the notes.
I think it's MROC or something.
I think so. I don't remember now. But let's go to pre-par. Oops.
She's going to Morocco.
Yeah, MROC is where I'm going.
Perfect. For the feel.
How are you doing that?
The feel?
The fuel.
I'm getting the values from SimBrief.
Oh.
So now we'll set the payload. Well, I don't understand.
What the?
No previous. Another Lockheed Martin registered simulator applicant. Rabbit. Okay.
Oops.
Zoom pro account window.
How did I end up launching pre-part twice? Hang on a minute.
Oh, yes, zoom meeting. Type one row. Lockheed, zoom pro. Lockheed Martin
hey,
registered.
It's cool, now you can fly two planes at once.
No, it won't even let you.
NS ramp, map one.
There we go. Now let's,
Okay, so now.
Plan two.
Load this into the sim.
I've got unlimited fuel anyway.
I do too.
So, I don't need to load nothing.
I try and load it just to be realistic about it. I
yeah.
wish we could use the FMC.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay, so master switches are going to be on.
I'm not going to set my SIDS and STARS. I'm just going to go, because I just really don't feel like dealing with that right now. I assume I'm on a runway.
I'm going to set mine, because I might as well.
Yeah,
all right, let's see.
That's true.
I'm not doing the same flight, folks. I'm doing a different flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Alrighty. Let's see.
Well, in theory, he could do that same flight as you in a Airbus.
He could. He could.
Because you,
yeah, periodically.
Because let's... you could land an Airbus at the airport that you're going to.
All right, let's take away FS Tramp. Let's start her up here. If I can remember how to do it. Is it Control E?
Control E. Unless if your plane is broken, like the F-22 is.
Yeah! Project Fly. Oh, listen to that engine.
Yeah, that nice lawnmower.
No, I'm using a different sound set. I really want to find a twin otter on project on Sky Song.
I'm telling you, they have to come up to make it
so
more.
It's Sky Song. It's like Sky Song Taylor. I stumbled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. But have you heard the sounds?
I've heard the Cessna sound. Yes.
Oh.
All right. So where are we at?
Oh, Jesse, tell about the plane that failed to start and how you found out why.
Yeah, apparently I had a plane that I think I didn't have enough fuel in it, and it would start and it would cut off.
Yeah.
And it would make these horrible noises. You would hear, you would like...
Okay, so we're going to velocity, sit out of them.
I'd say you're going nowhere fast.
Alright, FS Tramp, here we go. Let's go. Plane, open. Kilo Alpha Tango. Oh, we're actually going to San Diego. I'm sorry. I said
oh, nice. Wait, they have an airport in San Diego?
Yeah. It's a small one, though.
And you're landing an Airbus at that airport. Are you crazy?
It's actually, it's not that small. It's not like a GA airport. Okay.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
wait a minute. How'd this happen?
Yeah, he's gonna try to land.
I'm confused.
Oh, what did you do?
I see MLRB to MROC, and then I see one that says MROC to. Oh, no, never mind. That's right. I'm landing at SJO. Okay.
We're going 9 or left. Using flight plan. And then we will go since
MROC, but I thought that was.
How do you add your SIDs? I never knew how to do that.
It's actually not that hard. You have to find it with screen review.
Yeah, and then you click into the list. I just click into the list and then I tab.
There's a couple ways to do it. The way I just did it was I went to RWYS, left clicked, selected my runway, and then went down, right clicked on the runway I wanted, associated that with my flight plan. And then RWYS will be replaced with SIDS when screen review.
Oh.
And then you click on it. And then it actually automatically brings up the tree view. And then you just up and down arrow, left and right. That's normal.
Oh, I've been doing it. Oh, shut up. Aw, oh, man. I'm having issues.
So we're going 9 or left. Don't use Shift F10 to open up this thing called electronic new board, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's somebody's, Sarah's knee, it's all electronic. And it goes, and it plays a dubstep and all that stuff.
What?
Okay, so then we're going, everything else I can leave the same.
And then you have to do your stars too, I think.
Yep. Let's get the ATIS for San Diego. Actually, they don't have the ATIS, so I guess we'll be using what they provide.
Oh, I'm 187 mm away. Sarah, what are you eating? Nair. You're too jealous.
New notification from Hobson 64.exe. OBS to disconnected. Reconnecting for Hobson 64.exe.
Sarah's eating some nummy numbers.
Corn chips and hummus?
Yum.
Alright.
New notification from Hobson 64.exe. OBS to reconnection.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, I keep reconnecting. Luckily, the recording won't buffer or whatever. Reconnect or whatever. So.
156 p.m.
I don't know why I'm having these issues. I'm tempted to wait until 2 o'clock to take off because I'm actually ready to go.
What time is it now?
156.
156?
You know what? Let's just.
Well, let's see what this thing sounds like when I open the door. You said it was Shift E?
Mm hmm.
Is it what? Shift. How do you open the doors?
Shift E, I think?
I think you're right.
Not here.
I did it.
It's
okay. We'll just have to add.
I think it's Control Shift E.
Maybe try it.
Well, that didn't work either. Wait, what?
Try Shift Delta. Sometimes it'll work.
Let's see. No, that didn't work here. That's weird. I did it once. Oh well.
1:57 p.m.
3 more minutes. I can't believe it. I'm actually ready to go. This is like really,
And then let me guess. You go to your airport, to your destination airport, and then you add your stars the same way?
Yep. Now, if I can get to the destination airport, I may have to take off and add it on my way over there.
Actually, you can get to it from your routes list. Just go all the way down and then tab over. Or not all the way down, it's above total, I think.
Mine has to sit in the way.
Mm-mm. Click your route. Click your waypoint.
Hold on, I think I see it. I don't know if it'll let me open it.
Should.
Nope, it says, yep, see, mine's stuck on the nav box.
Really? Because I can get mine to work like that.
It's because the way I added it was I clicked on runways, probably, and that's...
Oh.
That's alright. I'll just add it on my way out. Alright, let's get this thing up.
Remember to give it some flappy flappy.
Right?
Yeah,
okay, so let's go.
Yeah, just don't do what I did when I was coming into the
base. I'm glad I did this.
That I accidentally gave it full flaps and boom!
Mm-hmm.
Crashed into a mountain.
I'm glad I checked because I almost tried to fly this thing as a Cessna.
Whoa, what, 20, 30, 40, 50, 20, 10.
Well, I guess we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, the bouncing plane.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I forgot to check my plane.
Uh-oh. Not to Havilland DHC6. What, you're trying to play that thing as a
737? Alright. 2 o'clock on the double, or on the dot.
Apparently, Euroflight's having issues.
Not surprised. Flying
would
out.
Anybody like to track me on Project 5? Because you are more than welcome to.
I can't while I'm flying. Alright, let's go.
Autopilot.
Ah, shoot. I forgot to check that. Thanks for reminding me.
Sarah. Don't be afraid to say it. It's just a word. Just literally say, oh shit.
You know what? Here, I'll say it for you. Oh shit. It's okay, I do it all the time.
Yeah. Where's the autopilot box? Oh, there it is.
Hey, by the way, is it true that in Georgia they have, like, really good teachers?
Hold on a second. Okay, what? Okay, I'll be honest with you. Ooh, I love the sound of these eyes. I'll be honest with you, we don't eat a lot of peaches in my house. Simply because I'm not actually a true, I'm a southern boy, yes, but I wasn't actually born here. My parents are Filipino. But anyways, the peaches that we have had, yes, they're pretty good. Alright, so we'll be climbing to...
And I'm in the air!
That's gonna totally, like, not fly my SID? Okay.
Oh, jeez!
Yeah, it doesn't wanna fly, it doesn't wanna fly with SID.
Alright, here, you know what? Let's just open you. Okay...
Somebody's sick over there.
It's my grandparents.
Oh.
They, of course, you know. Alright, so engines are started. We'll just let those run. They need to warm up anyway. Okay, let those start.
By the way, how do you set the parking brakes? And, like, what is the period for?
It's a control period for parking brakes. Brake period is regular brakes.
Oh, wait, no, are you sure that's correct in P3D as well?
It probably should be. I mean, I don't know how to really tell when they're on or off.
You're supposed to be able to use OCR to tell.
Okay, let's go. Oh, wow, you're right, y'all. It does work.
What?
The adding the star or the SIDs without the tree view, or without having to go into RWIS.
Yeah. More than one way.
How did you do it now?
You just click into the route list.
You go to the list view and do it.
I mean, that might be the wrong way, but hey, it works.
I don't know if it actually works, but hey. Oh boy. Okay, where am I at?
No, dude, it's... Oh, boy!
Oh, no, not the nav box.
I'm 87 nautical miles away.
You know, here, let's just... I want to take off. Let's just go.
Oh.
I've set to 2.
I love this hummus.
Mm. Release the brakes.
Wait a minute, I thought that throttling the airplane up with the brakes did it a little bit of harm.
Okay, 40% throttle. And full.
You know, If I ever do test, if I ever do come up with my equipment, and if you're still alive by then, Gus, you'll be probably the first one to test it, maybe. Well, no, you'll probably be the second. I'll probably be stuck being the first one to test it.
V1.
You can tell?
Rotate.
My headset's dying.
Positive right. Gear up. We're definitely climbing. Alright, let's turn that way down.
Whoops, I accidentally shut off my headset as well as plugging it in.
Hey, you know what's funny? I wonder if there's ever been...
Flaps one.
I wonder if there's ever been an incident where an airplane on takeoff, they put the landing gear in and the landing gear gets stuck. Well, I'll never forget. I was in an airplane once where the flaps were kind of stuck.
How did you know?
My mom, I guess they were trying to pull out the flaps or whatever, and my mom didn't see them moving or something. I forgot what it was.
Uh-oh. Like,
That's not good.
74 nautical miles away.
And we are up and on our way.
9,166
I didn't apply the SID, but hey, it's okay.
By the
At
way,
least not the altitude restrictions.
By the way, were you on Skype yet? No. I think you had already gone to bed. Were you on Skype yesterday when I did that landing, Gus?
I don't think so.
I did a landing yesterday, and I got a... Was it, sweetie, 600 something feet per minute?
Something like that.
I think
that was
good. Minus 100 feet per minute.
Oh wow, that's
not great.
That's an active sky. It's not great, but
well, considering I was finally able to control the damn pitch, thanks to what Josh told me.
How do you control the pitch?
With end and home.
Which one does what?
End brings it up, and then home brings it down.
And okay. Home, pushes your nose.
I'm gonna need to try. So end brings it up.
Yeah. So, but in order to make it work, if you want to play around with that, you have to kind of disable the autopilot. I mean,
the plan. I think. No, wait. Is it the autopilot you needed to? I don't remember.
I think you have to disable the plan, and then you can fiddle around with the climb rate and stuff. You have to be very careful,
yeah.
Because when you turn it on, it'll still go back to what you had it, because it's gonna try to fly that flight plan.
Yeah, as it should.
You would have to focus on that thing that says like minus 1500 or whatever you're climbing up to now.
Yeah.
And then if you disable the flight plan and you start doing home and end, you'll see your thing like increase and decrease.
Oh. So how about when autopilot turns off? Could I flare it with end?
You can.
You can. You just have to kind of keep your eye on that 15. You have to look at your climb rate first, your descent rate, to see how fast you're going down.
Yeah.
Start bringing it up, you know, little by little, especially as you're getting really close to the ground.
I didn't have time, in my case. Well, I could have. 800, 400, 200, crash.
Oof.
We're going lucky. Lucky 09.
Hold on.
Altitude 66 mm.
And associate with fly plane. Cool. My star has been added.
Ah, golden star, silver star.
The lucky one star.
Mm-hmm. I was flying actually through a star called Bacon once. I'm like, oh, okay. I forgot what runway. I forgot what airport and runway. What runway it was.
Altitude 13,855 ft. Altitude 65 mm.
65 nautical miles.
Altitude 13,949 ft. Altitude 65 mm.
That's problematic.
What happened?
The speed gauge reads 0 knots.
Uh-oh!
Oh, there it goes, 320. Whoa! I must have a finicky speed gauge or something.
Oh dear!
This is the third aircraft that I've seen it do this with.
Altitude 63 mm.
What's going on here?
Are you moving at all?
Yeah, we're moving. I might be installing FST.
I don't think I've had a finicky gauge before.
Altitude 61 mm.
Ah, I'm already descending.
Altitude 15,690 mm.
Or I will. I think.
Altitude 15,708. Altitude 15,784 ft. Altitude 15,872. Altitude 60 mm.
Maybe not. Let me change that.
Cruising multi-line out, classy, selected 23,000.
That's good.
18,000. MRMN dropped off the LNFS ramp.
There we go.
Track light, roger, altitude 59 mm. Altitude 16,416
ft. 59 nautical miles. I changed my cruise to 18,000.
Altitude 16,510, altitude 58 mm.
And I'm still climbing. I'm 58 nautical miles away. Okay, what the heck?
Hmm.
Excuse me.
Hmm.
Oh, excuse me. Jeez, I didn't expect that.
Hmm. Altitude 57 mm. Altitude 17,022 ft.
Okay. That was interesting.
What happened?
Well, I had to turn off autopilot and turn it back on.
Weird.
And now my speed gauge works fine.
Oh yeah, you weren't here. He goes, that's problematic. We're going 0 knots. Oh, never mind. Oh, there we go. Oh, well, never mind. Yeah, it was really weird.
So you had that issue too.
Uh-uh.
I had that issue coming out of Tokyo.
I've never had that issue at all.
So wait a minute. His plane was going at 0 knots.
No, it wasn't.
No, my plane wasn't going 0 knots. My gauge read 0 knots. So that being said, FST thought I was going 0 knots, even though I wasn't going 0 knots, so it gave it throttle.
Oh.
And it continued to give it throttle because the gauge didn't change.
Oh, no.
How did you look at your gauge?
I just know from the sound of the aircraft.
Are you that good?
Like, I knew how quick I was going, and then I saw it had gone to 0 knots, but I could tell that we were still moving, obviously, because we were still flying. But the throttles were, like, nailed. The gauge went 0 knots. We obviously weren't going to 0 knots.
That's not fair. You're that good.
I don't know how I recover that. I might write to the BVI Skype group.
You probably should. Well, hey, it's up there. It'll be up there on my YouTube channel. Except I won't be hearing it, but they'll be hearing my issues.
Oh gosh.
I am 113 M&M's away from my destination.
I am.
That was scary.
50 nautical miles away. And level at 18,000. Am I gonna I hope I start descending.
What, you start descending at 19 miles?
Well, I'm not that far away from the airport.
Go off at about 18,000. Click, and they have to bring the thing down.
Oh yeah.
You know how to do it?
Yeah, barely.
Remember, home is down. Just be careful.
Oh yeah, really.
This is 48
nautical miles. I hope I'm going my. I haven't even heard my. But this thing is, not that far away. It's only 87 nautical miles, so I probably only need to travel, one waypoint.
Remember, you have to play it kind of like if you were playing Eurofly. You know, remember that training mission that you go, what is it, that first one where you literally go up and then you go down?
Yeah. I hope I become that good where I could just know by ear when something's wrong.
And we have to pass.
What?
Whoa! Oh.
That wasn't good.
What was that?
This door.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
That was a door? Okay. You see if I'm actually flying my plan, I should be. Yes, I'm flying the plan, I'm on autopilot, okay.
Police discover 4 malnourished children, including 2 children inside of a dog's cage.
What? Why?
Okay. Those parents need to be jailed.
I agree.
I would never treat my kids like that.
Aww. 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 Aww.
Oh, great.
I just added my,
I got the
star.
Wire stuck. There we go. Okay, let's see.
Well, I just added my star midair, I hope. I don't think I need to save my flight plan, do I?
No, I don't think so.
It'll just do it. I'm just waiting for the thing to idle, throttle down, and...
Yeah, she's flying fine now. I don't know what that was all about.
You know, I really hope I put my gear up. I can't remember.
Oh, I did that on the last stream I did.
I really can't remember if I put my gear up or not. Oh well.
Well, I guess I don't need this briefing up anymore. Get that rid of that.
Draft dot project, draft dot project, 18,001 FT. 37 nm distance.
37 nautical miles?
How far are we?
When you're trying to eat in a hurry while working,
kilometer before in the Echo Echo.
Thing of salad dressing which promptly explodes all over your hands.
Oh, yep.
What happened?
That's happened to me. That's happened to me.
Somebody on Twitter, I guess they were working or something, they were trying to eat in a hurry, and they were opening up I guess it's like a salad dressing packet or something, and the thing exploded all over their hand.
Why won't it find my flight? Come on. I'm gonna laugh if I'm not even flying right now. Okay, good. I am flying. Okay, let's see. What?
Ohio teen defies mother and gets vaccinated?
I heard about that. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Crackdown 3 comes out on the 15th.
Will we be able to play it?
I don't know, but Manny plays it, part one.
How?
I don't know.
He makes these games look so easy.
What game?
Crackdown.
It's this Xbox game.
Lockheed Martin registered, 3D registered before. Draft dot project at 32mm. Altitude 18,050.
I hope I descend at some point. I'm 32 nautical miles away, and I'm, 18, I'm at my cruising, which is 18,000. Going at 227 nautical miles per hour. Okay.
Drop 18,000 feet.
I know I didn't forget to do anything.
Oh, someone's at Friendly Donuts.
All right, apparently I'm not on the radar.
Uh-oh.
But I'm flying.
Oh, weird. How's that even possible?
Y'all want to try and see if you can find me?
I can't, I'm flying. Okay. Very weird.
29
nautical miles and still at 18,000. Come on, seriously? Am I gonna descend or not?
Wow, from LA to San Francisco in 30 minutes? Wow.
No, it takes me about an hour and a half.
No, they're saying that with the Hyperloop is gonna take up to 30 minutes.
I know Southwest can do it in about 45 minutes airtime. Alright, let's see.
Really? Every time I've flown the route, it's like an hour, it's like an hour and a half for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna try that flight once I get into San Diego. I'll go San Diego the same thing. Because that is a flight. What am I looking for? Oh, I'm looking for this. Does anybody remember the sweet sound of this?
A Braille book?
Yes, it sure is.
This is a math book.
Nope, this is a psychology textbook. Mm. But we aren't going to use it for everything that I want to do today. We're just going to use it for... We're going to cheat and use kind of Quizlet.
That works.
Yeah.
As long as you know your stuff.
Is it one of those books with the binder in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I remember those books.
That's bringing back memories. I've had those books. I've had that fall apart on me right in the middle of an orchestra concert. Your choral concert. Ah, no! My God, turn a page. P-Dub? Help? Of course, he's not going to stop the concert. Am I going to descend yet?
I am 75 millimeters away from the destination.
I'm 26 nautical miles away and still at 18,000 feet.
Whoa, dude. That is one messed up plane.
Or plan.
No. I think what it is, I think it's when you add the stars, it kills it or something. Because, did you see Declan's message?
No. What happened?
Well, hold on a sec. Apparently, he, or more like Marshall, he didn't start descending until 30 miles before the airport.
Yeah. I'm 26.
Okay. Let's close TT.
Am I going to descend or what?
Maybe you will descend at about 5 miles away.
Oh, yeah, at 3,000 vertical speed. That's going to be that's going to be a drop.
Or if you really want to get down fast, you can just make it stall.
I don't think so. I don't know how to recover from one of those, so I don't think so.
Yeah, I just lost 3,500 feet.
Oh, do you remember when you were flying that Boeing and, stall.
Back before I got the new computer, this was like a week or so ago.
Ooh.
I was doing a flight and I don't know what plane was it, but this was back when I was using FSXP, if I remember correctly. I think it was either that or when I first got FST, but either way. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm not sure what I did, but I remember hearing and losing about 18,000 feet in about 20 seconds.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, they should make it where when you stall, like, you hear, like, the gas mask, like, popping off in the main cabin.
You lost 10,000 feet, remember? Stall, yep. Stall.
T-E-R.
Oh, I'm going down.
Wait a minute, I'm still 26 nautical miles away? What the heck? And I'm going... Am I even moving?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I see my instructions for the star.
Alright, now, let's look up vocabulary.
Oh, I'm still going, what the heck?
Hey, do they still have on the top, like number one, number two for the pages?
Yep, this one says... Oh, what in the world? Okay, so, it says C, or like, you know, without the number sign, and it says capital G, number 15, because I'm in the glossary.
Oh. Mm. I can't read UEB very well, but the younger students can. Oh, yeah, I know UEB, I'll teach you. Okay. Am I gonna, like...
Who thinks that I'm gonna make a landing, like a pretty good landing?
Oh, yeah, my star is messing it up. Now I'm 27 nautical miles. Okay, I see what it's doing. I think it's trying to...
No, I think what it does is I think it descends based on the star. I don't know. What I want to do is, because I know the stars here in Atlanta, which I need to charge that Yazy, by the way.
You memorized them? That.
I know how they are because I can get the approach frequency.
Oh.
Well, of course he knows the skies near his city. I mean, he knows all the constellations and all of the Orion
Yeah,
stars.
We're going to see the Big Dipper today. No.
Yeah, we're going to see
Lockheed Martin registered.
Let's see, we're gonna see, descend to 8,000 above and direct to Tomas, or something. So I guess we're gonna see Tomas.
Tomas. We're seeing Tomas.
Oh,
Tomas?
Yes! That's music to my ears. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, no, what you don't want to hear is... Oh, what are my engines shut down for? Uh-oh.
No, or...
Terrain.
Oh no! All right.
So I have a story to tell y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this actually did happen. This was back when I was trying to tune a 7.5 with FSXP, because you know how you have to adjust all the stuff with FSXP. But anyway.
Yeah.
So I was tuning a 7.5 with FSXP. And I was on final approach. I was about 1,000 feet above the runway, and I hear 1,000, and then I start hearing, and then I hear sync rate, and then I hear sync rate, and this is all happening like all at the same time.
Oh no!
Yeah, so I had to basically hit execute missed approach and then adjust some sliders and then go in again. Oh, that was.
There's a key for execute missed approach.
Yep, it's in the menu.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fun.
I get the feeling mine just probably did that, because I just heard... Oh, no, never mind. I think we're good.
I'm going to laugh if mine's for 0 knots again.
Oh, no, now we're going, no, first we have to go to Altos or something. Oh, no, I'm wrong. No, Arumas first, then Altos, and then Tomas, I think. Arumas is 7.4 nautical miles away.
16,270 feet.
Cognition. This is kind of nice, doing homework while listening to y'all fly and stuff. I should do this more often. Because it actually gives me something to listen to. Let's see.
You won't be hearing much when I land.
Oh gosh, it's okay. Where? Oh, that's why. Cognitive behavior, cognitive this, cognitive that. All the mental activities. Oh, so this does match the textbook. Awesome.
Are those books still made out of that weird material?
A thermoform?
It feels like a plastic.
No, it is plastic.
Wait, for what? The covers?
The books.
No, the book. The pages.
No.
Oh, they're paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a kid, it was thermoform for almost every book.
Are you serious?
Very.
Mm-hmm.
You also had a different Braille at the time, standard or something. I don't know what they call it, but yeah, UEB. It slows me down. 14,700 something feet now.
I'll never forget. I think what I'm gonna do is, I hate to tell you guys this, but I think after I land, I don't know whether I'm gonna eat. I think I'm gonna eat, take a shower, and then work on that other flight.
I'm probably gonna stop the what's left of the stream.
You'll be over.
I'm gonna be done in a few minutes, actually, and then I'm probably gonna make sure that I added the right account to Skype, because yeah, I teach in 4 hours.
Oh gosh.
Oh, ding ding ding.
Oh, Frank, you have a class today at 6.
Oh, yep. I sent you a Skype message, by the way, Sarah, but I guess I'll ask it since we're here. And it's actually about Zoom.
What so I do I'm this time. Anyway, go ahead.
So I was looking at the stuff for Zoom, and how do you make it closed? That way no one else can join.
I actually forgot how to do... I thought I could do that. I think it's like in the meeting controls or something.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not gonna play with it now because I have my hands full of plane. 14,400 feet.
I'm slowing down to 207. Why does it give you the ground speed in knots? I thought it would have given it to you in miles per hour.
I think it doesn't in...
It says ground speed, 207 KTS. In Project Fly.
A simulation...
By the way, I'm at 12,000 something. What is a good point of giving it some flap and then letting up my landing gear?
Start giving flap at like 5,400. One at a time. This time. We don't want no Mount Potosi incident. Yeah.
No, actually, wait.
Yeah! And you were doing so good!
Yeah, that plane's motor broke.
Yeah, I'm sure. I only said give it one flap, but you went full instead or something.
Yeah, I kind of got confused. I was like, uh-oh. No, you told me to give it two.
I did?
You're like, oh, give it two flaps. I'm like, oh.
Well, it didn't help that I miscalculated the altitude anyway.
Yeah, I think I should have gotten it flap a little bit higher than what I did.
Probably, or waited.
11,300
and something.
How many feet are you down?
11,230.
Oh. 10,800. Oh, wait, we're both descending at the same time? What the hell?
Yeah, apparently. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I know you expect to hear garage, door. No, but that's ding, ding, ding.
Why did they throw science into a psychology vocabulary?
Because psychology is a science.
No, like conservation. They threw the word conservation in here.
Well, that... I don't know.
Hey, Sarah, they're here to try to open up your doors in mid...
No!
Yeah, that'll slow down the plane.
Absolutely not!
Yeah, you'll be causing some drag, all right.
Oh, yeah.
9,980.
I'm at flight level 90. I've played that in a Suzuki book. Actually, no, my student played it in a Suzuki book, and she got so nervous because her boyfriend was there that she missed, I think, like a page. Sarah! She could have gone to state. I was so upset at her.
8,981. 9,220.
That's right.
Wow, you and I are literally descending at the same time.
Yeah.
Are y'all at the same altitude, too?
No.
Almost.
Now I'm at 8,000 for Tomas. Or for, yeah, Tomas.
Yeah, she's gonna go for the Thomas, and then Monty, and then Jesse, and
what?
Then Chris, and... Mm-hmm.
I did not have a boyfriend named Thomas or Chris.
Well, you said you were gonna go see Thomas. Tomas.
I definitely did not ever have a boyfriend named Thomas or Chris. I had a Charles/Carlos.
Oh, man. So you have a Team Talk server, Gus?
Yes, sir, I do.
Of your own, or like somebody's hosting it for you?
Someone hosts it for me, but it's mine.
8,180. I'm at flight, almost reaching, almost gonna reach flight level 70. Oh no, I heard, I was watching this thing, I don't know, this control tower, I don't know what was going on. Alright, whatever the aircraft was called, descend to flight level 60. I repeat, descend to flight level 60. That's a little low.
Hmm.
There's Big Ash.
Maybe he was coming in for a landing?
No, there was something going on, like with three planes or something.
Ooh.
Oh, I saw on Twitter, taking off the runway, an Airbus A320 is 2 minutes behind me. So I better get out of the way.
Wait a minute, the pilot had time to tweet that?
No, I think it was a passenger or something.
Oh.
Or maybe the pilot had time to tweet that, I don't know.
Oh yeah, because, wait a minute, they land on the same runway that you, or was he going to take off as well?
He was going to take off.
Oh.
Or she was.
That Airbus could have waited.
No, the damn control it, tower did say, you know, 2 minutes, I guess.
Let me eat my damn burger.
Yeah. No, I could just say, like, you know, Southwest 420 to send to 8,000. Okay, what were those instructions again?
6,500.
Somebody's hearing some cool music over there in the background or something.
It's probably the TV you're hearing the way. Wait, dang, y'all can hear that?
I can't.
I can hear a little bit. I was like, bing, 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 bing. Like some music or something. I don't know what it was.
Whoops, what am I doing?
Oh.
Dude, those headphones are good.
Well, then I'm losing my hearing, because, well, but I have my volume turned a little low, so, I'm drowned out by plane.
We weren't having that.
Yes, minus 1,850, actually.
You must have a really huge house.
Excuse me.
Yes, minus 850, actually.
Don't know the exact square footage, but...
Yes, minus 1,150,
actually. Oh, this is actually...
Yes, minus 1,050.
Yeah, after I'm done, we're gonna go. Oh shoot! Hold up. I am here eating garbage.
Yes, 0 FTS.
What happened?
I wasn't paying attention, and I was at like 5,000 feet.
Yes, minus 750 FTS.
Remember, let your flaps out one at a time. What I did is let my flaps out one degree and then pay attention to my climb rate. And if it stays steady, you know, I wait for a few seconds and then I let my flaps out another degree. And if it stays steady, you know, for a few more seconds, I let it out, you know, under another degree until I'm full flap. But that's...
Yes, minus 300 FTS. Yes, pump speed greater to 7,000 to 8,000 to 5,260 FTS.
I did pretty good. I just went full flap at, finally, at like 5,000 something, but I did it nice and slow. Is that it? Yep. I'm full.
Are you down?
Nope.
5,170
feet in the air.
There we go. Alright, we'll have to find another Quizlet.
Gears down. Flaps are at 2.
My gear's not even down yet. I'm waiting until about 4,000, but I'm now full flaps. Assuming I put my gear up in the first place.
4,630 FTS.
Yeah, sometimes I can actually see the distance of the waypoints. I think that has to do with, like, if I add a star, like, last minute or something.
4,290 FTS.
How do you see the distance?
Gear's down now. It just shows up, like, on my screen, like, on the top half of my screen sometimes. something, something, something. Oh, 7 miles.
3,890.
And my autopilot clicked off.
What?
Yep.
Why is yours cutting off so early?
Remember, Sarah, use your home and end keys.
I'm still, I think... I don't even know the altitude of the airport, but I think I'm still about 2,000 feet above where I need to be.
3,160
That doesn't work here. Because I'm in the stupid list view.
Oh,
never mind. I'm 3,030 feet. Okay, so I guess I've landed?
Did you land?
I guess?
Gender roll.
Level 2, Harry 407111. Level 1, I'm not collapsed 111.
Okay.
Let me see.
Roger. Penrod, Rod 507 plus 73. I'll 50 total. Penrod, Rod 507 plus 73. I'll 50 3021.
Yeah, I'm on the ground.
Nice.
Except I. Okay. I thought I had more time.
Complete flight.
Let's see what we got.
Sarah, I want clickable new account type total 18, total 50, average land minus 670, average 50, total hours 18, heading level 1, total flight set, account type, clickable new, Sarah, I want it, are you sure you want to complete this flight, heading level for cancel, complete.
Complete it.
Sarah, I want it, are you sure you want to complete this flight, I'll land airport, heading level 3, are you sure you want to complete this, unavailable loading.
Oh, it's loading, okay.
Your internet connection is unstable, alert.
Oh.
New Lockheed Martin registered, Lockheed Martin registered, 353 registered, before. Flight failed.
Lock time, 0 hours 46 minutes. Oh, nice! Landing rate minus 449.
That's,
not too bad. It's better than my 1,000 something I got yesterday. Alright. So, what I'm gonna do...
247 PM.
Is... Well, actually, you know what I could do? Well, let me log this real quick, and then we'll see what happens.
Fireworks.
Yeah, position.
Oh, okay, the autopilot went off.
Landed 300 fuel, 87 m distance, complete. Distance, 87 m fuel, 356 80. Fuel, 80 distance.
Actually, I got it right. 87, nautical miles. It was actually pretty correct.
Complete status. 4000 dot U 0 dot 10 to 12 M 2019. Take on flight. 12 10 level dot time. 046.
Thank you. I believe it's been logged. There we go. So what I'm going to do is I am going to
Lockheed Martin registered. Lockheed.
Try something here. I'm going to start a new scenario. I'm going to choose a... I'm actually going to try that.